I had a pretty terrible, like all time terrible, like borderline parody terrible freshman year roommate in college.
Your daily Lex.
Here's what I knew about him before I got there. He was he had an older brother who went there, and his family were big donors to Brandeis. Neither of which gave me pause. You know, we called each other ahead of time, and I'm sure it was long distance, and that was a whole thing back then. Old. And, you know, we did the things that you did then, like decided who would be providing the phone and the fridge, me in both of those cases, and who would be providing other things. I don't know. And even though I was providing the fridge, we acknowledged I was kosher. So he was Jewish and understood he had to abide by kosher rules for the room, whatever. There were so many incidences. There were so many things that went wrong in our one short semester together, because indeed after one semester, the school voluntarily moved me to a single for the second semester of my freshman year. But so some of the things, well, one, he, left his cheeseburger in my fridge. By the way, that's not kosher. He didn't have it wrapped or anything. It was just on a shelf of the fridge. He left it there over a break. Over break, they shut off power to the dorms, or at least they did then. So it really molded over the entire fridge with, you know, non-kosher moldness. That was bad. Also bad was the ferret. You weren't allowed to have a ferret, of course. At least the ferret was in a cage, which it then got out of. That was horrible. There was a time he took money from my wallet. I went to a police report for that one. Cause like he said, oh yeah, no, I did. But I was going to pay you back. I just needed some cash. And so I took from yours. That's not how it works. It was so bad. And so I was lucky, like I said, that I got to, be moved to a single for the second semester of my freshman year. Again, I want to be clear. I did not list to you all the horrible things, but I think that's a good soupçon. I think that's a good exemplars of the crap I had to deal with. What was interesting, I guess, about the singles at Brandeis, at least in my dorm, which was called Pomerantz, and my brain provided that word for me at the moment I said it, the singles were just halves of doubles. Like I had been in a double and then I moved up, I think 5 floors. I think I was in the basement and I moved to the 5th floor, but it was exactly half the size of the double. So that's very narrow at that point. It was, I would imagine, having never been confined to solitary confinement, a bit like the shape of a solitary confinement space from what I've seen on TV and in movies. But it was still so much better. Oh my God, so much better than when I shared with that guy. I was saying to Lauren not that long ago, I don't remember what his name was. It was either Jeremy or Jared. And I can't remember the last name. I actually think it just popped into my head, so I'm going to Google it and see if I'm right. Pausing my recording. I'm back. No time has elapsed for you. I think I'm really close, but I didn't find him. But I'm on the hunt. But anyway, it was terrible. So anyway, I had the single. And this was moving from an all male floor to a co-ed floor, which was neither here nor there. But man, that single was a joy. There was basically one downside. It's hard to have friends hang out. So when you're in a regular dorm room, particularly if your roommate is out, you had the opportunity to have friends over. And there were as many as, call it, 4 seating areas besides the floor, right? There were 2 beds and there were 2 desk chairs. I want to be clear, the desk chairs were not desk chairs. They were chairs at the desks, but they were, you know, those dumb wooden chairs. But when you were in a single, there was the bed and the chair and that was it. Obviously, like most dorms, there were common areas too. And I don't recall ever hanging out in common areas in any of my years in college. My sophomore year, I was in a suite with 7 other guys and we had a common area and that I hung out in, but like a dorm common area, that was never my scene. That freshman roommate, when I was explaining to the student dean my challenges, and she said, yeah, this is bad. She also said, she's like, listen, we're not going to kick him out of the school, despite the fact that he's stolen from you and, you know, done these other, you know, severe rule violations, the ferret chief among them. but we can separate you. And she said, you understand why we can't kick him out of the school. And I'm like, yes, the big donor parents. And she's like, yeah, I didn't say it, you said it. I liked her because she trusted me when she was telling me these things or not hinting at these things. But then he was kicked out his sophomore year. I don't know what he did, but it had to be pretty terrible to still find a way to get kicked out when they were so hesitant to kick him out. But anyway, wherever he is and whatever his name was, which I'm so close to, and I remember his older brother's name, first name, but I can't figure out 100% the last name. But anyway, wherever he is, I hope he's miserable. Honestly, he probably is.